בעזרת השם, משמרת העיניים, ידעו שם. So we're on page 390, גברתי שלום. הרב ארוש says, רבינו הקדוש אמר בפירוש שעסק התורה יותר גבוה מתיקון הברית. רבינו הקדוש says explicitly that learning Torah is higher than tikkun habrit. You hear this, Hazel? Learning Torah is higher than tikkun habrit. Why? Because we know in the Sefiros, listen to this, Yosef.
Yeah.
Rav says, the Rabbeinu says that learning Torah is higher than tikkun habrit. Why? Because tikkun habrit is yesod. Yesod is number 6 in the Sefiros, and Tiferet is what number? 3. Tiferet is the Torah. Yeah. Tiferet. Torah is higher than Tikkun HaBrit. And also Rabbi Natan said that engaging with the Torah has power to bring a person back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even a person the big Baal Avera. The actual learning can bring close to Hashem. Yeah? And this is what it says. Rabbi Natan says like this, quote, "Ach be'emet ikar ha'milchama keneged ha'yetzer hara hu rak al yedei ha'Torah." But in truth, the main war against the Yetzer Hara is only through the Torah, learning the Torah. Kmo she'amru avotenu zichron levracha, like our sages say in the Gemara, "Im paga becha menuval zeh moshcheu levet ha'midrash." If this menuval, if the Yetzer Hara hit you, you feel he's coming, he's attacking you, pull him into this medrash. That's the war. כי עיקר התגברותו על ידי הניבול של הבגדים הצועים והתיקון הדין מהתורה, כמו ששמעתי מפיו הקדוש זכרון לברכה, like I heard from רבינו himself, נחשפתי מאוד להמשיך את העולם על העשייה, שיהיה חיוב אצל כל אחד ואחד, ללמוד כך וכך בכל יום היום, ולא יעבור וכיוצא. Listen to this, Rabbeinu says, "I have kisufim, I have a yearning to draw the whole world, all the people in the world, to doing." What does that mean? It's for doing in this world, that each day you will learn certain things, a little bit of this, a little bit of this, a little bit of this, to cover things. You'll learn a lot of Torah, you'll learn a little bit of Nas, and say a little bit to Hillel, and learn some Ketemaran, and some Gemara every day, and some Mishnah. Yeah, that's why they put this pamphlet out. Rav Arush loves this. He also uses it, which has all kinds of things in it. It has the Parsha, and it has Nach, and it has Likutei Moharan, and it has Mishnayos and Zohar. All kinds of for a weekly thing. See, it's for next week. For this week, I mean, I didn't finish this one yet, so I have the book. Yeah, that's what Rabbeinu wants. Rabbeinu wants this. Our Rebbe, that's what he wants us to do. Okay? It continues here. And if they do chok kavua, something strong that they learn so and so every day, they definitely will come out of the traps of the Yetzer Hara with the power of the Torah. If you do something consistent, you learn Torah consistent, even if it's every day one pasuk. If it's consistent, it will take you out of the Yetzer Hara's traps. That's all Rabbeinu says. Slicha Torah. Consistency, that's the key in our life. Do an hour of Yigbolut every day. Right?
Same time. How about the time?
That's ultimate, right? If you do it in the same time, it's higher. If you do it in the same place, it's higher.
Okay.
Obviously. Okay? It has more power. It's something consistent. Something consistent has more power.
More effective.
More effective. It's more effective on the person. You learn one plus a good day. Every day, another plus. Another pasuk. It's more important than someone who sat and read the whole Nach now. More important. You want every day you have your thing. One parak Tehillim a day. So it'll take you 150 days and you'll finish a Tehillim finally. And then if a person does only half a sefer, it's not the same. And once. Now, once half a sefer. It's beautiful. I'm not saying it's not. But consistency has more power. Every day, kavua. Every day. Every halacha, two halachas a day. Every day, you go one. You don't care what goes on in your life. You have these things which you do consistently. To eat, you don't forget, right? We're very consistent with eating. Only if it says in the Shulchan Aruch not to, so then we forget. Well, we don't forget it, of course. We don't. Okay? But we're consistent with the eating, consistent with all kinds of things. We're also sleep. We're very consistent with sleeping. Very good. Every day we sleep. So also learning should be kavua.
So even the sleeping too should be consistent.
Definitely better. If a person has a set time that he goes to sleep, then he gets up. His life is more organized.
No, but still, it's
consistent. It's every day?
Yeah,
it's consistent. It's consistent.
Okay.
It's higher levels, but yeah, it's definitely consistent. It's every day. So Rabbi Nathan says, and I asked Rabbeinu, but there's people who are Bale Aveira. They do a lot of Aveiras. How would they be saved from the Torah, through the Torah? So Rabbeinu told me a little bit in a harsh way. Well, you don't know the power of the Torah. Even if someone who's trapped by Aveiras, and it seems like he can't get out of them, he's trapped in the Aveira. Okay? If he takes set learnings, and he learns them every single day, Kavua. Right? The power of the Torah will make him overcome the Yetzirah. Unbelievable. I never realized this. It's something unbelievable. Take something which is not dependent on the Chavrusa, not dependent on the Yeshiva, not dependent on anything, and do it every day. Do it every day. Nafayami doesn't depend on anything. It depends on the day. Take something which depends on the day. There's a set also in Mishnah Berurah, you could do something set, go on. I have a friend in the yeshiva, in my kollel at night, he finished the whole Mishnah Berurah, he just made a siyum 17 times. Every year he finishes it. Every year. How does he do it? Because every day, he won't leave the day if he didn't finish 2.5 pages of Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, every single day. And he finished it. So it's hard, so do less. But do it consistent, like we said before you guys walked in. A pasuk a day is also good. Say a pasuk a day, fine. A kapil de'ilam a day. Something kavua has a lot of koyach. That's what Rabbeinu teaches. Sichot Aran.
I heard something from Rav Kalinsky.
The grandpa, said the Saba. Not the Rav Kalinsky.
So he said, why is it called Bala Vera? And when you do a mitzvah, you're a bar mitzvah, ben Torah. Yeah, ben Torah. Well, bar means in Aramaic.
Son of, yeah.
Right. So he says, why is it called Bala Vera? So he says, a Baal, you might have a great kesher, you might, with your wife, or this, you know, a person's a Baal, the husband.
The husband, yeah.
Right. Says, but you can give a divorce. So it's a Bala Vera. Even though you're personally really tied up in the Avera, but you can still give a divorce. With a Ben, a Mitzvah, that's the two souls, you're connected. You can't break it. It's it.
Unbelievable. You get what he said? Say it. We say, when someone is he does Averas, it's called a Bala Vera. The husband of the Avera. A Bala Vera, the husband of the Avera. When someone does Mitzvah, he learned Torah, he called the Ben Torah, the son of the Torah. Ben Mitzvah, the son of Baal Mitzvah, the son of the Mitzvah. Why is it by Mitzvahs and by Torah it's called the son of, and by Aver is the husband of? Why? So Rav Galinsky says that when a person, a husband, he can be the best husband, and he can still give a wife a divorce. Right? But your son, he cannot divorce. So if someone does Averas, even though he's very engaged with the Averas, he loves Averas, he can still give it a divorce and move on to something good. Right? But the mitzvahs, it's always attached. You're always attached to. If you're a mitzvah, he's like your son. You're the son of it. He's always your father. He's always there with you. Unbelievable. Beautiful. Shkaya. Beautiful. Come every day to this year. Yeah? Why do you come only Sunday? Tough. What time is it?
Back to
12.
Kol haTorah tluya b'kedusha. So we said how important it is the Torah, the Torah, the Torah, the Torah. Right? Torah is important.
We said two things, Torah and consistency.
Yeah, consistency in learning Torah, right. Now, the Torah, all your learning Torah depends on your Kedusha, on your holiness, level of holiness you are. Lachen, kol elu alomdin Torah, bli hayesod shel Kedusha. Therefore, all those which are studying Torah without this basic concept of Kedusha, of holiness, מה שהם עושים לא נקרא לימוד תורה כלל. If it wasn't said, I'm just translating. Okay, I'm not saying it, I'm translating what it says. Okay, don't come to me in Tainus. What they're doing is not called learning Torah at all. Like David HaMelech said, not even Rav Arush. It says, ולרשע אמר השם, מה לך לספר חוקי? To the wicked one Hashem said, why are you learning my stuff? Why are you dealing with my Torah. ובגלל הפגם של לימוד התורה בלי קדושה, because of this blemish of learning Torah without קדושה, יצאו הגזרות לבטל את לומדי התורה לגייס אותם לצבא. That's why we had the decrees 200 years ago, taking the kids to the Tsar's army 150 years ago. And also today we have these decrees taking the boys out of the yeshivas, taking them to the army. Why? Because when they learn Torah, with the lack of Kedusha. And Kedusha. כדי לעורר את כל עמדי התורה שצריכים ללמוד תורה עם קדושה. This is all to arouse all those which are learning Torah to do it with Kedusha. To do it with holiness. To work towards the holiness. Even if you're not in the high level. To know that you have to be kadosh. To know that if you walk outside, and after all day learning, you start looking around, you don't even care. So that's where all the learning goes to. To the klipot. If a person is working on himself, sometimes he falls, not an angel, he's davening, but still he falls. No one calls it tainas, the learning is good, it goes to good places. But someone doesn't even care, he doesn't even know, he doesn't care. He learns all day, he's in Koilel, then he walks out, and Kacha Zma.
Did you say that if somebody lives Torah though, they're going to come to Kedusha, or come to learning it for the right reason? It's one opinion.
It doesn't say that someone does Aveiros, it says that someone who learns Torah Shelo Lishma, he'll come to the Ishmael. What does that mean? The Gemara says, for example, he's learning Torah in order to be called a Rebbe. Right? Not for the right reason. But he'll come and he'll learn Torah to the Rebbe. And he'll see the Torah so sweet and then forget about the Rebbe part and just learn Torah. But if someone learns Torah,
that's an aspect of Kedusha.
No, Kedusha is Kedusha Sablis. Guarding the eyes.
He can learn for the right reason and not, and that cannot be called, that might not be called Kedusha. He's learning because he knows that this is what I'm supposed to do.
Okay. And then he goes and doesn't know anything about Kedusha? It's not called learning. That's what he says here.
It says that the Torah, the or in the Torah will bring you, but he made a decision somewhere down the line. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving the person all the time chances. And he, somewhere along the line, decided not to take it. You made a decision not to take the Kedusha, not to take the Kedusha, not to take the Kedusha. Of course, Bob was telling you, what do we say in Shema all the time? He's overlooking that. First it happened just a little bit, then it goes weiter and weiter, and then he's rejecting it altogether. That's the problem. And he doesn't want to hear it. He doesn't think it's, what's the problem looking at women? What's the problem with this?
And then 20 years later, they come crying to Rav Arush that they don't keep anything and they feel empty in their life. And this, like he always tells the story. Why is that? I tell you about me. I'm not a big Torah scholar, but I have been learning since I'm in fourth grade, the Gemara and stuff. And I learned, till I was 20 years old, I learned a lot of Torah till then. For hours and hours in yeshiva. And as a married, also married, I married young. Okay? I was 18. And I was a very sad person. I was a very sad person. You won't believe it, right? I always smile today, right? But Rabbeinu says in Likutei Mara, what are we learning now?
Which Torah?
Which Torah are we learning together now?
Yud
Bez? That's it, yeah. Rabbeinu says that the light of the Torah you can receive only getting close to the Tzaddikim. We just remember Rabbe. Only by getting close to the Tzaddik, Rabbeinu says, only that through that you get the light of the Torah. So how do you want to expect the light of the Torah when you get close to the Tzaddikim? You live with
quite the light of the Torah with Kedusha.
Right, yeah. Father.
That's the Tzaddik.
What's the Tzaddik? Someone's demanding not the Brit. Someone who keeps the Brit. You can be the Tzaddik also. Get close to yourself. Be a Tzaddik yourself. But also getting close to the Tzaddik Ha'emet, of course, all together.
But your teachers were probably keeping the Brit.
I don't know. I didn't ask them. Who said I got close to them? I just learned. And I was a very sad person, very upset. I had no connection with the Kiddush Baruch Hu, I promise you, no connection whatsoever. Nope. And no one told me otherwise. I was Baruch Hashem, I was looking and searching, I wanted something else. I said, this is not what... What was that question? What was the problem in my head?
It was dry, that's what you're saying.
What was that problem? It says in the Pasuk, Torat Hashem, the mitzvahs of Hashem are straight, they're right, and they make your heart happy. And I wasn't happy. So one of the two, either the Torah is lying, chas v'shalom, or I'm doing something wrong along the line. So the Torah is right, that's for sure.
Yes.
I guess I wasn't so right. And then Hashem led me, somehow, Hashem saved my life.
If you were yearning strong enough, the other ones aren't.
I don't know. Not because I was yearning strong enough. No, no. Rav Ofer Erez says why.
Searching?
I was, but why dafka me? Rav Ofer Erez says that why dafka we were getting close to bless them and other people? Because he says we're intensive care. If we weren't take care, we would have been dropped out a long time ago. That's why the Torah immediately knew that when there's a pigua, right? They first go to those which are seriously injured. Right?
A triage.
What?
Triage.
What's a triage?
You identify who's the most critically
and
injured.
And that's who you go to. First to save lives. That's why we were saved. At least me. That's why I was saved. Not because I'm more righteous than anyone. Not because of anything. So I was a
critical condition.
Critical condition. I'm still in the... Now I'm in a mental institution. So now... It's called Chutzah Chesed. Hashem, at least we know we're sick, you know. People think everything's okay.
We're taking action, and even if we do fall, we simply get up again.
Well, Hashem, we're tzaddikim, no? We try to be tzaddikim. So, I went here to one shir, Abdullah. I was here at the end of the shir, Abdullah. And I remember him, he's screaming at you guys. We're all tzaddikim. Look at us. We're here in yeshiva. We came to learn Torah. We're all tzaddikim. Don't look at yourself as you're a bad person. Look at where you want to be, not where you are. Where you are is where you are, but where do you want to be? You want to grow. You want to be. That's where you have to look. Beautiful. Torah is beautiful. Hashem.